Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we been so die, yeah. Why the hell you think we so wise, yeah? They stole our knowledge and our culture, yeah. So I've been sitting here till we grow, yeah, yeah.
I came to kill the game, for money and the fame. I ain't here to entertain, I'm here to break the cage, make a feel the race. Came to kill the game, for money and the fame.
Inside of a cage that they built inside of your mind. Now it's time to flip the damn page and pull your soul up out of your spine. Today you gotta awaken, see yourself as something divine. We gave them all of our knowledge, but they hate it cause it's too honest. They just use it just to abolish us. Take it back and just polish up. I hope you getting the message, man. I do it for my ancestors, man. Pull up twice and invest the plan, cause they put a knife in our blessed land. Now they go for the Mexican, but they killing all of the blacks again. Every day's a new massacre. You don't know you're ambassador. Mop floors with top sword. You's a queen and you not a whore. You a king, go grab your sword. Off with the head, they walking dead. This devil skin, we must shed. Heal the wounds cause we have blood.
Yeah.
We been sold out, yeah. Why the hell you think we show out, yeah? They stole our knowledge and our culture, yeah. So I been sitting here till we grow, yeah. Down the Vatican, we don't pray to no mannequin, and the world is ran by the maddest men, about to slay the world through anatomy. You should get with this strategy, and you should join my academy. Shine my light cause I'm from the heights, flying straight past the stratosphere. Life ain't nada cause it's atmosphere, so I'm flying straight past the atmosphere. Shotgun like a jet again, play the game, I'm a veteran. Been looking around for some better men, stop settling for your compromise. Stop battling all these stupid lies, cause you the god and you the god. Don't take a piece, take the whole pie. Stop playing around with these dead tribes. Move along and get untied from the some who has spun lies. Why the hell you think we not winning? We the ones that had it from the beginning. Now they wanna put us all to slaughter, using all the same shit that we didn't give them. Take your power back, better take your power back. Make it great, never late, make them fall that. All up in the DNA any moment. Implode in the place, make explosion.
Don't know what to say. You selling out like every day. Pleasures, distractions they got on display. Do me a favor, don't participate.
Yeah. We been sold out, yeah. Why the hell you think we show out, yeah? They stole our knowledge and our culture, yeah. So I've been sitting here till we grow, yeah.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is all right, guys, heads up on the sound. Excellent. Today is Wednesday, July the 24th, 2019, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show study for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today must have got a powerful, powerful show scheduled for you today. You guys keep me abreast on the sound. You know how that goes. So if it gets a little choppy, Somebody text me, let me know. We'll switch over and change up mics if we have to. But today we want to talk about the field. We want to talk about the ether and how we affect the field, how we control the field, how we can actually establish, if you want to use that word, the field. And so this is a very deep show. It's not a New Believer show, as you guys know. This show is designed for the spiritual mature, people who are seeking spiritual maturity. This is not a entry-level show, if you will. So, brothers and sisters, when we talk about the field, we have to talk about establishing, you know, what it is or what it means for us to be able to actually reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify how we go through this thing that we call life. Now, we could define, or we should define those, that word life, as you know, comes from the Greek Z-O-E and Z-A-O, which simply means the animating principle of the body. So today we're talking about how you affect the animating principle of the body. We want to really break this down because the word seed has the word C in it, and the word D means deep. So seed means to seed deep, to go deeper into what is called in the ancient text mega cognition or meta magic. This is magic before magic. This is cladonomics, the Greek word cladonomos, and clados, which means, again, the household management of the soul. So this is what we're talking about today. We're talking about how to manage your perception, which establishes your inception, which removes all your deception. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect of your people, that they may hear what thus says the word of source. So brothers and sisters, each and every one of us, we have a ability, if you will, to affect the field. Now, the first thing we have to do is the field. We have to establish what I mean by the field. The field is simply what you and I call the atmosphere. And so since we have not really been taught what that term, if you will, means, or what that word means, it's very, very difficult for us to wrap our brains around the construct of the prince of the power of the air. And that is a very, very difficult for most people to understand, because the power is in the air. The power is not in the prince. If you look at aviation, and if you know anybody in aviation, and if you ask them, or if you do the research on a plane, a commercial airline plane, and you look at the plane's engine, and if you look at how the engine is built and how it is established and how it works, you will see that there is no combustible parts, if you will, meaning that there is anything that actually is ran by an engine. The air actually propels the plane through the air. Everything else, the fuelage, the gas, everything that's for operating the plane cabin, inside the plane, all the instruments and all the AC and everything inside the plane. The plane actually flies based upon the power of the air. Let me say that again really slow. The plane flies because the power is in the air, not in the plane. Now, again, I know this may be contrary to your theology, but all you got to do is just do some research. And it's really interesting because I've talked to pilots that they're not even aware of a plane and how it works. I actually brought a engine plane schematics on the turbo engine, and I looked at turbines and how they are made, and it's amazing the intricate details inside of a turbine engine. But there is no electrical or gasoline parts. It's all powered by the air. When the air hits the turbines turn and produce power. Now, windmills do the same thing, so that's why we're able to extrapolate energy out of the air. Now, I've encouraged, I've suggested that everybody look at Tom Bearden, retired Army, I think it was a general, a colonel in the Army, who wrote a book called The Vacuum. So he pulls unlimited air out of the vacuum. Now, it's extremely, extremely, extremely important that everybody under, over, and understands what that means. He pulls unlimited. Let me say it again, very slow. He pulls unlimited energy out of the air. The title of his book is called The Vacuum. Go to Google, your favorite search engine, type in The Vacuum by Tom Bearden. Let me say it again, real slow. Tom Bearden. Now, Tom Bearden has written many books, and I've talked to, actually interviewed him, or been on one of his shows. Oh, actually, I was on a show that he was actually on. And a lot of the stuff that I talk about, Tom talks about in all of his books. Now, again, he gets into the physics of it. And this is extremely important. Because each and every one of us has this ability at least to understand that the power is in the air and it's not in the prince. So let me make sure, because I got to beat this horse a couple more times so that everybody is, and I got to talk really slow. Because if you miss this point, then everything else doesn't make sense. And your life is going to be difficult because you're giving the power to the prince. And you're supposed to command the air. But you have that ability that was given to you by source because you have something called a voice. You have something called a V-O-X. You have something called a V-O-C-A-R-E in the ancient text, a vocare. And the ability to understand that your vocare is extremely, extremely important. Because each and every one of us has that power, but we just don't know. And the people that do know, they don't know how to use it. Or we don't know how to use it effectively. Now, brothers and sisters, the power is in the air. And on this public venue, I can't really get into the power in the air. You just got to know that it's there. Now, or you can read Tom Bearden's book. And he, if you go to YouTube and type in the video, he cannot tell you by government, what do they call it? Like they told Tesla. Due to national security, I think that's what it's called. So, because of national security, he can tell you that he powers his whole house, his car, and everything off of his device, which is on YouTube, by the way. You can check it out. And it's inside of his books. But he cannot build a device for you because he gets bullied in the head. And anybody else who try to come out with any free energy, they meet a swift, sudden death. Now, again, just research. That's a water engine. The guy that developed that engine, it's on YouTube. He's dead. The guy that he developed the engine that runs off of air, compressed air, he's dead. The guy that, Tom Bearden, the only reason he was still walking around because he refused to sell his stuff to the general public. Otherwise, he'd be dead too. So if you come up with something that cuts out the government, you're dead too. Don't believe me? Just try it. Now, let me make sure, brothers and sisters, that you understand something because this is very important. These subjects, sometimes I kind of have to be a little comical. Because they're so serious. The depth of knowledge that we are in right now is extremely, extremely at critical mass. Because the pH balance in your spirit and the pH balance in your body is being decoded instead of encoded. The entrance of God's words unfold light. So when you take in the word, it activates light. Each and every one of us have this power to activate our crystal light matrix. I call it the Christ, the crystals, or the Christ matrix. This is what is called in biology the action potential that moves along the axons or the neurons in the brain. So this is why plant-based diet is so important because the word plant has the word plan in it. So the plan for this time, as I said, the word diet has the word die in it. D-I-E-T, that means the time that you die based on your diet. The plant means the plan for your time. So while you're here, the plan is we're supposed to be ingesting, like it says in the Hebrew scriptures, food that have seed. If it doesn't have no seed in it, then you don't need it. Because what's wrong is the word perception means acquired knowledge. The word inception means applied knowledge. And the word deception means lack of those two. So in other words, the only way for you to remove the deception in your life is to create the perception. And your perception must be followed up by inception. And the inception removes deception. Deception exists because there's no perception. Now, all I've done over the last 20 years is increase my perception. We call it consciousness. That's the field. So you establish the field. You establish the ether. You establish the air. You establish everything that's going on in your life. Each and every one of us have that power. And I'm getting the thing said, I'm getting a little static. So let me switch over real quick. So this does, you know, this happens every once in a while. So bear with me 1 second. Let me update this here. Because of this information is too important for you guys. So let me close the other mic. All right, let's see if it's a little better. Put my mic on. Okay, brothers and sisters, let's keep this party going. So what we are now, we're talking about this, the air, that my buddy Tom Bearden breaks down inside of his book, The Vacuum. And in The Vacuum, he really, really goes into detail about how this thing works and everything operates and vibrates. And so it's extremely important, brothers and sisters, that each and every one of us understands this, because the power is in the air. So in the 2020 program, the Total Awareness Program, that's the granddaddy, that's the $20,000 program that I have on sale right now for $5,000. It comes with 15 books I've never published. I talked about this last night, that's the keys, Greater Keys of Solomon, in the private show where I went in and I proved everybody how the demons, the dispositions, just like King Solomon, is controlled by the ring. The ring is the circle in your life optimization chart. Your life optimization chart, that gives you the control of every disposition on the planet. You also have the power. Man, Psalms 82:6 says it. John, what does John say? You know, ye have said that ye are gods. Psalms 82:6 says that we are gods, little g, but we're going to die like men because we don't know that we're gods. So I don't know. I mean, it's right there. So I don't know how else to say it. So the inability to wrap the brain around these statements that's inside the Bible, that's what prohibits us from controlling the power that's in the air. So the power that's in the air is controlled by, number one, your knowledge. Now, the Bible says that we perish for lack of knowledge. So I made a mental quantum leap. Let me say it again. Most people don't have that ability or that capacity. So when we talk about, you know, walking in the spirit, that's what that means. That means the ability to make a quantum leap. So without this ability to make this quantum leap, then things is going to be very difficult for you. Now, most people don't have the ability to make the quantum leap. But quantum leap is something that you have to do for yourself. Nobody else can do it for you. Let me say that again. The quantum leap is something that you have to do for yourself. Nobody can do it for you. The Bible says that this way, study to show yourself approved. You have to study to show yourself approved. If somebody else studies for you and they give you that information, your DNA doesn't accept it because it's not in your joy, in your voice or your vocare or your voic. So listening to shows like this is great, but it's not the best course of action. Let me say it again. Listening to shows like this is great, but it's not the best course of action. Because even though you're taking this information in and it's having a positive effect on the body, What's missing is the missing ingredient is the frequency that your DNA responds to is inside of your head. Your DNA only responds to the what we call the unconscious brain. So you affect the field not with your subconscious or your conscious. You affect the field with your unconscious brain. That is, again, manipulated by the RAS, the reticular activating system. The unconscious brain is really your immune system. It's really, your again, your ASMR, your automatic sensory meridian response system. It's your endocrine system. That's why it's fluid. That's why it's water. That's why you got feline or water in your ear. That's all you hear. So water. Now, you can go to YouTube and type in sound into water. Watch the video. Go to YouTube and type in what happens when you introduce sound into water. Again, you also need, again, everything that I teach got to be proven cosmologically, biologically, and spiritually. Now, Jesus said, now in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. How? The Spirit of God hovered over the deep. The word deep means water. And it's extremely, extremely important, brothers and sisters, because what we are doing is that we don't understand this creative process, and this is why when we speak, nothing happens. And it's not speaking with your voice. That's the first problem. It's speaking with your unconscious. The conscious. But very few people know how to access and then control the as science is, it's like an iceberg. The conscious and subconscious is above the water. The unconscious is below the water. Now, the unconscious is 80%. The subconscious and the conscious is 20%. Do you see the problem? Now, let me make sure that you understand this before we address it, the unconscious brain. The unconscious brain just simply means below the threshold. That's all that's what unconscious means. If it's below the threshold of human detection, that means you got to go into the spirit to detect it. It is below the threshold of human detection. So you cannot pick it up or detect it with your brain. You have to be in the spirit. That's what the Bible says, walk in the spirit. And you cannot and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So if you don't walk in the spirit, then everything I'm telling you today, you won't be able to activate. And you won't be able to control the field. And simply the word control, that means basically to influence and to establish it, to order it, to direct it. Each and every one of us have this ability. We have this power. But we haven't been taught how to use it. So not really your fault because nobody really taught you how to use it. And so the goal today is to get you to understand how to use it. So the power is in the air. And the prince of the power of the air is a prince. Thankfully, you're a king. So you are the son of the king. So again, I don't know if you guys know, royalty and how it works, but the prince is below the king. The prince takes the order from the king. So you are a king, you have a kingdom, and you have keys. So that means the prince, he, she, it reports to you. So that's the first thing is to understand that once you understand the full implications of the ether and the science behind it, then that's when you are able to make a paradigm shift. That's when you're able to make a quantum leap in your thinking. That's when now you control the ether. So we live in a harmonic universe that is built upon a unified pattern of unseen foundational rules or regulations that we call conscious. So loving or love or what we call compassion, what is really, really known as in physics is called phase conjugation or implosion. Instead of X, it's I am. It's I'm plosion. That's love in physics. And so implosion is the energy that is also known as zero-point gravity or zero-point energy. So zero-point energy or the ether is what science has now come to understand that there is a force that exists inside of this ether. They really don't know what it is, so they just call it dark energy. So the ether, from a scientific perspective, is these subatomic molecules that they call sequential physics or sub-quantum kinetics. This is what they call thermodynamics. It's also getting to what they also call receptacle theory or receptacle physics or hyperdimensional physics. They also call it the unified field. They call it the unified field theory. All of these are different names of describing what it talks about in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, when it says that the world was framed, what was visible was framed by what is invisible. So science is trying to figure out the invisible. They're trying to figure out what some people call thinking stuff. They're trying to figure out the sea of the universe, space. And so this is called ether. And so when we look at what they call zero-point energy, zero-point gravity, they're looking at the fact that there is some unknown particles that they're trying to find with CERN by smashing it because they're trying to find the God particle. So I wrote a book called The Standard, and in that I talk about Dr. Gabriel Eyibo. So Dr. Gabriel Eyibo came up with the GAGUT, G-A-G-U-T, God Almighty Grand Unification Theorem, GAGUT. And it's just simply the physics behind the ether, well, what I'm talking about right now. Now, without going into any further into the physics of it, I want to just give you the understanding of how you use your unconscious brain, your subconscious brain, and your conscious brain to have a positive effect on what you and I call the ether, what we call consciousness. Because the whole universe responds to consciousness, which is also just another word for reality. So we have the ability to affect the fabric of the ether with our brain. So the ether is just a big sea of infinite subatomic particles. Now, we could fight over and wrestle over and debate what the title or what the names of those subatomic particles are and how they work and all this other stuff, or you can do what I did and just understand that the capacity of my mind directly affects the physical manifestations of this ether. So it is through my body and all of my senses, my mind has the capacity to create, to store certain impressions that then impress the ether. These are called memories. And any memory that I charge with sodium and potassium, any memory that I charge with what we call emotion, any memory, it shapes and it molds what we call the ether. So that just simply lets me know that any acquired knowledge over time, once I apply emotion to that knowledge, but it has to be applied knowledge, acquired. So the knowledge is not being acquired. The number one problem that everybody has on earth that I'm aware of is they don't have acquired knowledge. So the difference between me and most people is just I've acquired knowledge. That's pretty much about it. That the Bible says the same thing. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. So it is this acquired knowledge. Once you acquire the knowledge, it's a wrap. It's done. Once you acquire the knowledge, it's game over. It's very important to acquire the knowledge. If you do not acquire the knowledge, then nothing works because what you have is not acquired. And the key is that word acquired. A lot of people have knowledge, but it's not acquired. So your job is to understand that the devil is in the details. So you cannot affect the field without going through this step-by-step process of under, over, and understand acquired knowledge. Now, the word acquired means to come into possession of, ownership. It means to get one's own. It means to gain for oneself through actions and efforts of the self. The word acquired, acquire, is a linguistical term. It means that you have to act as almost like a, I'm going to use the word obtainer. Your job is to see and get. The word acquire, the word AC means search, and the word QUR means obtain. So it's about search. It's kind of like a search and rescue mission. So if you don't do no searching and rescuing, you don't have no possessing. So the word acquire means to add to one's possessions. It means actually to be possessed by your possessions. So we're not supposed to possess things. We're supposed to possess knowledge. Let me say it again. We're not supposed to possess things. Now, you can possess things, but whatever you possess possesses you. So your job is not to possess a bunch of things. Your job is actually to possess a bunch of knowledge. So number one, we've got to understand that the word acquired knowledge simply means that each and every one of us has to do something that's very important. And what we have to do, brothers and sisters, is we actually have to see value in knowledge, not stuff. Like most of us know, they are searching stuff. They're not going after knowledge. Like there's very few people that I know that are studying to show themselves approved unto God and not man. Very few people, like I don't know nobody that put in the hours that I do. You know, I got an unfair advantage because I get paid to do this. But there are people that are retired that could put in 8 to 10 hours of study a day, but they don't. The reason that they don't, they haven't found what I call your motivated ability subject. Now, everybody knows about the MAP. I talk about that M-A-P a lot. M, motivated. A, abilities. P, MAP, turn around. A pattern. It's a pattern that is, again, acquired that produces motivation. The ability to take action. Well, you got a subject. You got a motivated ability subject. There's a subject that gives you abilities that allows you to be action-oriented. It is, everybody got a subject. Everybody do. There is one subject that you got that subject, some people is animals or zoology. They just, man, nature flick come on or it's hug the whales, save the trees. They, man, they all over it. Some people is, you know, biology. They just, man, like biology, just like they all 10 toes. This clink, curled. They just love biology. I'm on that biology train too. Some people is money. Some people that love economics. They love capitalism. They love, you know, banking. They just love, you know, finance. And they just love all of them. So through academia, with all of the studies in academia, there is a subject. There is one subject that you got. And it's usually inside of your name, as I found out. Everything that you need is inside of your name. Everything. I mean, remember, what you are going for, you already got. So the word acquired just simply means to come into possession by right of ownership. It means to get one's own. So the knowledge you're supposed to acquire is not outside the self. The knowledge, in order to control the field, now, I'm talking about controlling the field. And that's consciousness. Now, that's the ability to control the field. That's the ability to correct the field. And that's the ability to actually affect the field. Now, that just simply means when something happens, you can change, you can correct the field. You can correct the perception. You can change the inception. Therefore, you remove all the deception. That's what I did. That's what I do with everything in my life. When I was a little kid, the way I was grew up, I didn't understand it. It just didn't make sense to me. You know, I had some anger problems, anger issues. You know, there was no bereavement counsels around when my mom died. And, you know, then the way that we was treated, we was kids, just didn't make no sense. I couldn't wrap my brain around it. And if I hadn't did that back then, the stuff that just happened with my daughter transitioning, I wouldn't have been able to wrap my brain around it now. But now I have something that allows me to make a mental quantum leap way past what everybody else is at. And now I understand that changing the rules is the universe, meaning amending the laws of the universe, that's the game of life. The game of life, you're here on earth to learn how to amend the laws of the universe because the laws of the universe are not immutable. They're mutable laws. I break this down in the private with all my private 2020 class. Again, all of this stuff is taught in all by the one percenters and all the secret societies. They already know this stuff already. It's just us poor creatures. We don't understand this stuff because it's not taught to us. This is just taught to the one percenters. Now, they give us rules, and they tell us that these rules are immutable. But they give us mutable rules, changeable rules. This is the faculty of Abracus. This is the house that it talks about in the movie Jupiter Ascending, who comes to Earth. It's Nibiru, who comes into the Earth orbit every 25,950 years. Nibiru, look it up. It's called the Red Comet. In the book of Revelation, it's called Abaddon. In the Old Testament, it's called a destroyer. So when you put blood over the doorpost in the Old Testament, the destroyer, the death angel, passed over. Look up the word in the Greek, in the ancient text, and it tells you specifically. It breaks it down for you. But again, this requires what? Studying. This is acquired knowledge. There's a great book called The American Tyler that is a book that rivals all of, you know, Antoine LaVey and Aleister Crowley and all of these, and even the Encyclopedia of Freemasonry. The Science of Abracus is a book that breaks down a lot of the Gnostic ancient texts that reveals, explains, illuminates, and simplifies how the body blocks. The body, the brain, as I've been saying for years, is actually a filter. It filters out God. It doesn't filter in God. So it limits your ability to acquire knowledge because the body, again, requires a lot of attention. That's why Yahushua would deny himself. He'd pick up his cross and follow him. So that means that a lot of the stuff that your flesh requires designed to keep your attention from, again, pursuing knowledge. So if you deny the flesh, number one primary thing that requires most of your time is your diet. Because you got to go buy it, you got to go fix it, you got to do all this stuff. But if you just ate herbs, because the Bible talks about that the herbs was given for meat. So I talk about this in Theosophic Nutrition because, you know, meat requires a lot of seasoning and fixing up and all of this stuff. But we're only supposed to technically eat things that is given, meaning falls on the ground, meaning fruit. If you go outside and you stand underneath, when I was a kid, my grandmother had all kind of, you know, she had peaches, man, she had plums. We had dewberries and then mulberries. I don't even see mulberry trees no more. What happened to them? And I remember they were stained, you know, the ground and stuff because there was berries that grew from a tree. And when it was ripe, they would just automatically fall. That's the tree giving you something. You're not supposed to take a life. You're supposed to take what is given. And so when a fruit or vegetable is ripe, it falls freely into our hands. And then that is a equal exchange. Remember, the word relationship means mutually beneficial. So is it mutually beneficial for you to, you know, kill that chicken or that? Now, I'm not against that. I eat meat too. But I'm just simply saying when you want to get to the higher levels, you got to really, really, really examine everything that is standing between you and source. Not only your thinking, but also your diet and also your lust of the flesh. How much time, you know, is the little head thinking for the big head? All of these things do what? They prevent you from the acquisition of knowledge. So all I did was limit the things that prevented me from acquiring the stuff that's already got. It means I'm supposed to take ownership of what I already have. And my motivated ability subject is actually inside of my name, like it's inside of most people's name. So if you were to, you know, and there's a lot of great websites out there that gives you the meaning of your name. And under Open Understanding, for example, there's a website called My Hebrew Name. And if you type in your name, when I type in my birth name, W-I-L-L-I-E, that's where I got the word Betaziel from. So if you go to the website and type in your birth name, it pulls up your Hebrew name, if it is of Hebrew origin. Now, it may be of Aramaic or some other origin, and it will let you know that as well. And you just look it up in the Aramaic or Spanish, and you find the etymology of your name. When I look up the etymology of my name, it means to express oneself. It means to follow the divine law of love. It says you have great persistence and hate to give up. Remember that bulldog tenacity? Now, remember, listen to what I'm reading, and you will see how the devil works. Everything that I'm getting ready to read about my name, it was everything that was demonized when I was a kid. This is everything I tried to change. That's why I had cognitive dissonance. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you are going against your motivated abilities pattern. You're going against a pattern that gives you the ability to motivate yourself. That's why you ain't got no motivation. That's why you go to work and you just put in hours. You're waiting for to get that, you know, get that check on Friday. And you just marking time. I'm outside of time. I can talk all day, every day, because I know my name. That's why in the Bible, God changed men's names, because he changed their purpose. So when Saul became Paul, when Abram became Abraham, when Sarah became Sarah, because when you change a man's name, you change a man's destiny. You change his destination. You change his entire path. You change his entire vibratory rate. You change his entire pattern. But the problem is there's very few Negroes that I know that know their name. That's why I only do name reports. Your name is more important than the Hebrew Bibles, than the Bible. Why? Because the Bible, as we already read, and the Bible is written inside of the body. When that 2 Corinthians, what is it, 4? The chambers of the heart that we talked about in the private lesson, 2 Corinthians 4, 2 Corinthians, I forgot the scripture. Where it talks about the God has not written his laws on tablets of stone any longer, but he's written them on the hearts and minds of his people. So you are the living, talking, breathing word of God. You don't need to go get the word, boo-boo, you are the word. But the inability to wrap the brain around that statement, that's why you cannot control the field. Now, when I say control the field, I mean that consciousness comes in and it says, this is the way you should respond. Somebody slaps you, the dominant culture says you're supposed to respond this way. Well, you can change how you respond based upon your acquired knowledge, also based upon the application of that acquired knowledge. So you got perception, but how many people got inception? You need all three. I mean, you need both of those to prevent the third. So you need perception plus inception to prevent deception. So deception is the result of not having applied knowledge. And you can't have applied knowledge because you haven't acquired knowledge. So everybody I know can quote scriptures, but they ain't applied them. Because, again, the Bible says to count it all joy when you fall into various trials and temptations. Knowing, not guessing, not wishing, not hoping, not praying, knowing. How many people know that? Now, if I didn't know that when I got the call about my daughter, if I didn't know, I probably wouldn't be here right now, because I would have been overran by grief. But I know that the testing of my faith worketh patience. And when patience has had its good work, it produces maturity. So I know that I'm here because I asked for maturity. Because I read Hebrews 6:1 when it tells us, let us go on past the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and him crucified onto maturity. So I know that maturity is the game. You're on this planet to freaking grow some spiritual cojones. And that's it. So how do you grow? Well, thankfully, Source is smarter than us. The Big G gave us a map, a motivated abilities pattern. Where is your motivated abilities pattern? It's in your name. So when I read my name, it says, number one, to express itself. That's why I'm very expressive. And it says you must follow the law of love. That's why I've been drugged, meaning a doormat. That's why the care has been used as a weapon against me, because I'm designed by Source to care. That's the law of love. But it's not caring, as we know. It's compassion. You got to take out the word care, put in the word compassion, because that's your compass. Then it says, you have great persistence and you hate to give up. Guilty. It says, you are a good mixture, charmer, magnetic, and very intuitive. Guilty. The spirituality, it says, spirituality is the key to your success. Guilty. You are extremely intuitive and might be interested in art, drama, or science. Guilty. Now, again, you are very, this is the third time the word intuitive is inside of the meaning of my name. You are very intuitive. Guilty. You have a reservoir of inspired wisdom combined with an inherited analytical ability which could reward you through expressions in spiritual leadership, business analysis, marketing, artistic visions, and scientific research. Guilty, guilty, guilty. You are designed to operate on a spiritual level, dealing with spiritual issues of your individuality, which can bring you into great heights and drop you off if you neglect your spiritual identity. Guilty, guilty, guilty. You are always looking for opportunity to investigate the unknown. Guilty. To use and to show your mental capacity. Guilty. To find purpose and meaning of life. Guilty, guilty. You want to grow wise. Guilty. And understand people and how things work. Guilty. You need privacy to replenish your energy. Guilty. You are very unique and you have a unique way of thinking intuitively. That's the fifth time that word is in there. Reflective and absorbingly. So all of that is just my first name. We didn't even go into the middle of the last name. Every word in the description of my name is exactly what I do today. Now, what if I'd have known this when I was 18, coming out of high school? I don't know nothing more important. If you got a child, if you got children, I beat this into my children's head every day. That's all I tell them. Every day. They say, Dad, man, life is, okay, Sade, this is, let me read your name again. Hold on, I told them. Okay, Dad, yeah, I already know. No, you don't know. Because you calling me talking about some bullshit, it don't mean nothing. She mean that you don't feel like, I don't give a damn how you feel. How are you designed? You can't pay no bills with no feelings. You only freaking pay bills with acquired knowledge that is freaking implemented. So every morning I wake up, I know who I am and I know where I'm going because source told me in advance. And the only problem that exists on earth, you cannot control the field. The field only responds to a made up mind. Groundhog's Day is the inability to know the self. That's it. That's what Groundhog's Day is. I was talking with the private message with the client and Brother Jasper. Thankfully, the brother is, you know, he like me. Like, God, give it to me straight, man. I don't care. Hurt my feelings. I want to change. I want to grow. And I've been working with Brother Jasper for 3 years. 3 years. And I've been telling this brother what I'm going to tell you right now. But Brother Jasper hasn't assimilated it yet. He hasn't acquired, he hasn't taken, it. This has not possessed him. His brain is not immersed in this. My brain is possessed by that statement. So anything that comes into my brain that doesn't, that's not intuitive, oh, that's not me, what is that? Out. Anything that comes into my brain that doesn't match my God design, that's why I don't give up flying what no Negro says. I know that I'm right because everything I do is lined up with my brain. So my brain and my name and my brain both tells me, and it lines up. So my gut, my heart, and my head are all saying the same thing, very intuitive. So my gut tells me something. Again, since the age of 13, I've never been wrong when I follow my gut. Why? Because that's my divine connected to God. So when I was talking to Brother Jasper last night, and I was going over his numbers and we was breaking this down, and I was telling him that, man, his name means honest, benevolent, brilliant, innovative, full of high inspirations and aspirations. But I was talking about the two numbers that stand out in this talk, which is the 9 and the 8. That's those words. So these words are the descriptions of those numbers that I put in everybody's circle. So if you just know your first name, you can shut it down. Now I give you 700 pages of additional information. 700 pages. There's nobody that's a member of the life management system that should have a money problem. It's not possible. The only way that you have a money problem, the only way that you can have a health problem, the only way that you can have a wisdom problem, the only way that you can have a relationship problem, the only way is that, number one, you haven't assimilated the information that I gave you, that I got from source. I mean, I didn't make it up. You have no perception of the self. Remember, everybody has an image problem. That's what the word perception means. The word perception means, boo-boo, you don't see yourself as yourself. You see yourself as what somebody told you. Now, when I was a little kid, they say, yeah, that's a little badass Willie. Always in trouble, you know, whatever, hard head, stubborn, don't listen. All that shitness is in my freaking name. What I should have said when I was, if I would have known what I know now, I'd have said, yeah, thank you. Damn Skippy, and I ain't changing. But I thought something was wrong with me, so I tried to stop being me. I tried to be like my brother. I tried to be like my sister. And that's what my dark behind been crashing and burning, trying to be something that I am not. I am intuitive, designed by source. So I don't read books. I get my stuff directly from the king. So that's how I know I'm right. I talk about stuff that I have no clue. And then I go research and say, yep, I'm right. Because it's not me. God, eternal, within the body. The word perception means the act of perceiving, apprehending, comprehension by means of the senses of the mind. It means cognition. It means understanding. It means immediate intuitive recognition. So I was talking to brother, when I was talking to Brother Jasper, he doesn't have this. Now, me and the brother sit down. Brother very honest, very benevolent, very brilliant, very inventive, full of high aspirations. Then his name goes on, and his name, it says, you are courageous, honest, determined, original, and creative. You are a leader. Okay, this is where we start getting into the deep end. Because his name means you are a leader. You don't get, you know, elected. You don't get voted. You don't go out and you don't ask nobody. You ain't running for office. You ain't no damn politician. You was born by God to be a leader. You are a leader, especially for a cause. So, Brother Jasper, what cause are you willing to die for right now? Then more importantly, what cause are you willing to live for right now? What are you willing to get up early and stay up late? That silence means he don't know. I already know because I've been talking to him for 3 years. So if you are a leader, but what, you're a leader of what? How I'm going to follow you if you don't know where you're going? So you're a leader. But thankfully, source, you ain't got to answer the question. Source already told you. So you are a leader, especially for a cause. Sometimes you do not care to finish what you start. And you may leave details to others. Most leaders do. You can do well in a position of authority and a position of authority that prospers in intellectual and professional fields. So source is telling you exactly what you're supposed to lead in. It has to be doing something in a position of authority. It has to be doing with intellect, and it has to be doing, and it has to be a professional. Because, again, that's the nine, royalty, dress nice, it's elegance, it's style. It's the number of the king or the queen. You are bold, independent, inquisitive, and interested in research. That's the reason that you're attracted to the life management system. You know what you want and why you want it. So the enemy wants to think you that you don't know. So the whole 3 years, Brother Jasper been questioning me and himself about what he wants. Because really deep down inside, he already knows what he wants. But like me, remember, the devil ain't stupid. He gets you when you're young, and he tells you the same thing he told me. Hey, homie, like, be for real, dude. You don't deserve to work at home in your drawers and make $200,000, $300,000 a year. You don't deserve that. Remember all that shit you did when you was little? Remember, you walk around, you talking about you master teacher 33? Boo-boo, sit down somewhere. Stop playing. So the devil comes to you. He tells you the same thing he told me. You don't believe in yourself. Your greatness scares you. See, it's really easy to be a bum. It's hard to actually be somebody because everybody's trying to knock you off. You should go to my YouTube page right now and see some of the comments I got. Now, I get a lot of good ones, I get a lot of bad ones. But guess the only comment I'm concerned about is the one that came from source. So, Brother Jasper, he knows in his gut exactly what leadership position of authority that requires intellect and is a professional field. And then it goes on and says that you find your best contentment in life when you own your own home. 3 years, Brother Jasper, and this brother has moved more. I thought I moved a lot. For a while, he was sleeping. I remember he's over the road driver. So, number one, he drives over the road. But the first thing I told him, and he did for how long, J Money? You got your own spot for what, 3-6 months? First thing I told him, get your own spot. First thing I told him, why is that so important? Because he needs a foundation. Because basically, they mentioned went into, or should go into, and is going into, operation in life is to hold justice as law. That's why. But he said, it's something about you as a person. The system. What was he attracted to? The order. Because remember, I talk about my system is based upon focus, discipline, and order. But when I worked in the prison, when I was in the academy, they told us, and if this is not true, brothers and sisters, the only reason I'm alive. When you're working with stone cold killers, there's three things you cannot violate, three mistakes you cannot make, three words you got to ingrain in your skull. That's very similar to focus, discipline, and order. It is firm, fair, and consistent. I got three friends of mine that's in prison right now today. Two are not on the planet no more because they did not adhere to those three words. J Money, those are three words that you got to live by because those are the words of order or law. That is firm, fair, and consistent. If you're a parent, if you do those three things, your children will grow up to be great. Most parents are firm. Some are fair. I can count on one hand the ones that are consistent. Now, brothers and sisters, we're talking about the ether. The only way to control the ether is mentally. You must be mentally firm. I've been saying this. I've been working on me and my kids, we're going through it right now. My son's on his way over here right now. Had a long talk with him last night. I know how the enemy works. It's how he got me when I was 13. I ain't 13 no more, boo. So you can bring the pain. It's extremely important that you be firm. You must maintain your brain in order to prevent the emotional drain. You know how many people in the world right now that are mentally in a state of disarray. I got three emergency calls this morning, all before 8 a.m. People who were in mental states of disarray. And I'm not even talking about my kids. I'm talking about these clients. Before 8 a.m., the world is full. There is no metacognitions on the planet. To my dog, I'm the only one that teaches metacognition. You know anybody else that's teaching it? If you do, please email me, let me know. I don't know nobody that's teaching metacognition. Most people I know, they've never even heard of the word metacognition. The end of meta means before. Cognition means the brain, thoughts. So before you have a thought, you got to have a pattern because the thought produces the pattern. So I just figured out the game because I hung out with the one percenters. That's what they do. They make laws that you think Congress live by the same laws you live by? Come on, man. When I was a cop, you think cops live by the laws? A cop will pull you over for speeding, and hell, we speed all day. We don't live by the same laws that the peasants live by. You think a priest live by the same law as a peasant? Why do you think they came up with the whole caste system? There's levels to this game, man. You just at the bottom level. That's why it's in the pyramid. I just recommend you just go to the top. That's what I did. And it's a choice. Because guess what? Guess what it is? Energy, brothers and sisters. Rich people respect energy, period. What does that mean in English? Confidence. Now, you can fake it for a little while, but your card is going to get pulled. Guaranteed. If you, like, you know, if you're the baddest man and you got a reputation, like Bruce Lee, everywhere Bruce Lee went, I heard the story, everybody wanted to fight him. They wanted to test his mettle and see if he really was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Everywhere he went, somebody wanted to do a punching contest, a kicking contest, a stretching. You know, John Claude Van Damme, same thing. Mike Tyson said the same thing. He would go up here and somebody would walk up and say, "You Mike Tyson, huh? Yeah, I heard you going to be the baddest dude around, man." And you know what basically what they were saying? It's like, well, you got a nice car. You got a race car. You go to the stop sign. Somebody put up on the side of you, and they zoom, zoom, and then they look over at you. What they're saying is, you wanna test that thing you got underneath the hood? Well, this happens to me all the time. These youngsters, they pull up on the side of me because I'm, you know, I got my Camaro, and I pull up there, and it's like they pull right up to the light, and it's crazy. People come up on the freeway, they pull up on the side of me. And then they'll punch it and, you know, like, okay, let's go. Why? They want to see if what you're advertising is for real. Well, the spirit realm is the same way. So if I'm going around calling myself Master Teacher 33, boo-boo, you better be bet your bottom dollar. Somebody going to pull up on side of me and say, what is this? What is that? Whatever question you got about anything on earth, off the earth, under the earth, bring it. Guarantee you, if I ain't got the answer, I guarantee you I'll find it. Do you read my name? That's what it means. If I don't know it, I'm going to find it. And it's not going to be King James Version. It's going to be the original. Guaranteed. Jay Money's, his bottom line number, bottom line name, everything based upon his name is about, he has an obligation to life. For justice and truth. I've had one-on-ones. I know this dude. Like I tell you guys, this brother was sleeping in his car with no AC, and he paid me. He said, "Man, Doc, I know I owed you money, man, for the course. I'd rather pay you." Why? He said, "I want to keep my word to you." If that had been me, man, I'd have got my AC fixed. I'd be like, "Man, this fool got to wait. I ain't be driving around in Texas with no AC." But he's a man of his word. Firm. Fair, consistent. So I'm talking to Jay Money, and I would tell him, brother, I know exactly what you should be being, doing, and bonding. So if you don't join a system that creates law and order and justice on this planet, create your own. That's what I told all my children. That's what I'm telling all my clients, and you one of my clients, join a system that, hey, go into law enforcement, brother. Go into something where I just came out of. I spent 20 years in all, you know, law enforcement. If you add up all the security jobs, the law enforcement jobs, all that stuff, that's what your name means, brother. But remember, you're a leader. You got to be in a position of authority that allows you to use your intellect and your intelligence in your professional field. That's how you control the field, through the acquired knowledge. The second one is really easy. Once you learn it, you got to apply it. You got to implement it. What keeps you from implementing it? You don't understand it. There's nobody that can tell me, if you really, really understand the hazards of processed sugar, that you would continue to eat it. The only way that you continue to eat it, you don't understand it. But if you really understood it, guaranteed it, because there's nobody who want to kill themselves. Right? I mean, I'm just kind of making that assumption. Let me just apply it to me. I'm not trying to kill myself. So when I'm 80, 90, 100 years old, I still want to do the same thing I'm doing now. I want to be able to go to the gym, get my car and drive, walk up a flight of stairs, enjoy life. So I'm not going to wait till I'm 80 to start implementing the things that I know that's going to allow me to do the things to enjoy life. So for me, that means that I got to make sure that I maintain my pH balance above 7.5. I know that I know that my thoughts have to be thoughts of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. I know I got to make sure that my amino acids have no acid, because the word amino acid means I am no acid. Because the word amino, A-M-I-N-O, am-I-no, and the word acid is right there in the word. I know that I got to work on my posture, because the word posture means the word post, you are. So, again, my posture, that's how I post. That's how I stand. That's how I oscillate. That's how I vibrate. I'm getting away from these fat diets, because the diet, that's how you die. It's T-die, time to die. And I understand that the word flesh, that simply means F, means, again, flesh less. That lowers your vibration. So I know I don't want to lower my vibration. I want to increase my vibration. So then I do things to do that. I don't wait until something happens. I want to correct the feel through thought. So my thoughts that are processed correctly creates, corrects, or affects the feel. So does yours. And the field is what you and I call reality. Now, let me close with a very, very vivid description of the field. Because remember, brothers and sisters, your perception is your reality. Let me say that again. All science, all every Bible, ancient text, every book I say, science says that the observer determines what is observed. Now, I got to say this real slow, because I don't know if you really understand the power of your perception. Not mine, yours. Your perception. And remember, the first word, or not the first word, but the first word inside of our two-step formula, perception plus inception. We ain't got to go around, because perception simply means see. So it's like pre-seed and then N-seed. And then that, then D-seed, D means to lower. Seed, again, is thoughts, according to Luke 8:11. So when you're deceived, that means you got no thoughts, or you got low thoughts. So the word deceived is the word D-seed. The word seed, according to Luke 8:11, is your thoughts. Your words is your seed. So when you are deceived, that means you ain't got no seed. That means you're shooting blanks. So the universe doesn't respond to you. So that means that your seed, the word perception, is extremely important, because that is your reality. Your perception is your reality, not mine. So now, who determines your perception? This is the game changer right here. So you mean to tell me, as I told Jay Money last night, and I told my other client, Brother Anthony, when he told me, I said, Brother Anthony, you're already wealthy, man. He said, if I am, Doc, where is it at, brother? Where is my money? And I told him the same thing I'm telling you. When I said I am rich and I said I am a millionaire, I made a decision. I didn't ask for nobody's approval. I decided. The word perception is the act or faculty of perceiving. Let me say it again. The word perception is the act. The word act means thing done, thing performed, deed processed. So I'm going to ask you the question, my brother. I'm going to ask you the question, my beautiful sister. What is your perception? And if it is not one of, if you're not gauged right now, Jay Money, if you're not gauged right now in the activity of being means a mental disposition, doing, that means physical action, results in having. That's what the word action means. It is the process of being, doing, and having. So if you're not engaged in the process, do you know being a millionaire, you are a millionaire the moment that you engage in the process of being, doing, and having. So the moment I said, I am a millionaire, according to the universe, bam, I'm a millionaire. So the universe sends me the frequency, the wave, the chemicals are released inside of my body. My brain shifts, and it makes a quantum leap to that frequency, and then it is drawn to me, along with all of the adversity to try to get me to change that channel. Just like with King Solomon, when he asked for wisdom, in walked two women and one baby. Why? God was showing him, boo-boo, you already got what you're asking for. Because the Bible says we already have everything that we need. That's all this is. Life is just a game to show you that you have a God. You are a God with amnesia. The moment that you wake up and realize, oh, what am I doing? That's right. I am all-knowing. I'm all-power. I'm all-present. I'm all-simple, and I'm all-benevolent. I'm omni. I'm all of these things. Those are the five levels that it talks about in Hebrews 4:12 that says the word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, marrow, and is discerning the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Five levels for the five dominions that it talks about in Genesis chapter 2. That's perception. Your perception is just for you to, again, to understand that we're here to establish the kingdom of God. The word kingdom means basileia. Basileia means dominion. So that means I'm here to assist you with establishing, again, firm. What does that mean? Mental disposition. Of what? Wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. That's how you control the field. And right now, you're not doing that. Right now, we are not controlling the field. How does that mean? Our perception. So you're not every day, all day, engaged in the activities of wealthy people. What do wealthy people do? Whatever they do, do that. What do healthy people do? Do that. Now, if you hang out with a marathon runner, what do they do? Do they sleep all day, eat Captain Crunch cereal, you know, watch TV, play video games? I don't think so, boo-boo. If you hang out with a healthy person, they don't do what you do. If you hang out with a wealthy person, I've hung out with a lot of wealthy people, they do not do what poor people do. That's the only difference between rich people and poor people. They think differently. That's it. Rich people ain't no better than you. Their brain just operates differently. How do their brain operate? They are engaged in activities that produce, that make money instead of activities that take money. Poor people are consumers, period. Rich people are producers, period. So every day, I got one question for you that I ask myself every day. What are we going to produce today? Okay, I'm going to produce Dear Canary Reports. I'm going to produce Life Optimization Circles. I'm going to produce shows. I'm going to produce 101. I'm a freaking producer. I'm a creator because my father is a creator. Poor people, they don't create. You can go to the hood right now. Negroes are standing on the corner with a brown bag in their hand. They ain't busting no grapes. Now, they're trying to come up with a way to steal your money. They're trying to think of a way to take something. But them suckers ain't trying to create nothing. That's the difference between a poor man and a rich man. His brain functions differently, period. To control the field, you got to act differently, man. You got to do things that people do that's at the place you're trying to go. Because if you really understand the difference, there is no difference except want to. That's it. Willingness. That's the word aletheia. That's the word truth. That's what blows me away, man. Most believers have no idea about the thing, the very Bible that they read. Everything I teach, I take out the Bible. And there's not a Cretan that I know that would agree with what the statements that I'm making today. Why? Because they require you to get off your ass and do something. That second word, that second part, acquiring knowledge, I know a lot of people that got a bunch of knowledge. They can quote scriptures left and right. But when you ask them to apply that knowledge, perception plus inception destroys deception. You deceived, homie. I mean, not you, but, you know, people you know. So how are we deceived? We have no perception. We have no inception. So we're left with deception. In order for you to correct your perception, you got to engage in the process of being, doing, and having the thought that aligns with source. Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but God wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that I can ask or think. So I can ask and think of a lot of shiznits, And God wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above those things. It's very, very, very important, my brothers and sisters, because each and every one of us has unlimited potential. Because we are one with Source, the big G. You can throw in whatever, you know, Latin name, label, or title that you want. But all I know is God wants you to do what he talks about in Philippians 2:5, which says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. That's it. You have grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, that will be with us in truth and love. 2 John chapter 1, verse 3. Verse 4 said, it has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. Verse 5. And now, dear ones, I am not writing you a new commandment, but one we have had from the beginning. I ask that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commandments, as you have heard from the beginning. His commandment is that we walk in love. You see, brothers and sisters, we can talk, or we can do this, all this stuff, but when they ask Jesus, hey, can you break down the gospel? Jesus says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and with all your might. Then he says that the second is like the first. Love your neighbor as yourself. So it's a, we can talk a great game, but at the end of the day, it comes down to love. And that word love, again, you can slice it and dice it however you want to, but at the end of the day, it just simply means consideration. It means the ability for you to consider somebody else's needs, wants, and desires like your own. You align yourself with your God-given path, and you allow other people to align themselves with theirs. I am not trying to make Brother Jasper a clone of me. I'm not trying to get his name is Jasper. My name is Willie. So God gave me certain attributes and characteristics that I just read, and he gave Brother Jasper certain attributes and characteristics that I just read. And if your name is Jim, Bob, Sally Sue, you know, Happy Zoo, whatever, Source gave you certain attributes and characteristics. Your perception should be based upon those. Period. If your perception is not based upon that, then your inception won't be based upon that. That's going to result in you maintaining your deception. Deception is just the inability to perceive the self. Once you perceive yourself, then you can apply yourself. Then once you apply yourself, you correct yourself. Thought process correctly affects the field. Say it again. Thoughts that are processed correctly. What I say by process, that simply means I got a thought in my brain that says, you know, I'm broke and I ain't got no money. And I go to my bank account and the bank says, you're in the negative. And I know that I don't get paid till next Friday. So all of reality says I'm broke. But I can change the field by correcting this effect. Conflict, defect, effect. The conflict is my reality and my mentality are different. My mentality is based upon process. My reality is based upon the result, the end of that process. So as long as I'm in the process of creating wealth, then I'm always changing the effect of not having wealth. So as long as you are in the process of being healthy, the doctor can give you a bad report, but you're not attached. Remember, we detach from the goal, and we are attached to the role. As long as I'm attached to a process, That brings about improvement. This is called process improvement. So it's not about the goal. It's about the road. Take your eyes off the goal. My goal is $1 million. What is the role? What's the character that I got to play to produce $1 million? Okay, I got to be Master Teacher 33. I got to pump out books and shows. I got to travel. I got to meet up. I got to scale. I got to do all of this stuff. So every day I'm engaged in the process. And then I look up, wow, you know what? I'm already at the goal. I got a process. The goal is when I'm 90 years old to be doing the same thing that I'm doing right now. Okay, what's the process to maintain, to actually, instead of age, actually reverse the aging process? Oh, I wrote a book about it. Okay, I got to break on my flavor. I got to break on my flavonoids. I got to make sure that my pH balance is high. I got to maintain my mood. I got to make sure, again, that I maintain my mind. I got to make sure that I ingest more fruits and vegetables. I got to make sure I eat for my blood type. I'm A, so I can't eat O blood type. I got to eat for my blood. I can't eat for my tongue. I got to eat for my cells. So I know the process. So if I deviate from that process, then I can get mad at myself if I don't reach the goal. You set the goal, and then you detach from the goal, and you attach to the role. Most people I know, they attach to the goal. Hey, Brother Will, one day, man, I'm a lose weight, and you know, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this. Okay, what are we doing today? Well, you know, I'm gonna start next week. So, but you ain't gonna do nothing today. So the process gets deferred because the enemy knows hope deferred makes the heart cold. That's called depression. Because all we doing is we got hope. I know a lot of Negroes got a lot of hope. And I know a lot of Negroes that depressed because they ain't got no process. What I teach is I got four systems in place: wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. Those are processes. These are called centers of excellence. If you marry the process, you don't marry the goal. If you're in bodybuilding just to stand on stage to win Mr. Olympia, and you hate working out, and you hate eating cows, like a bunch of them, and taking steroids, but you want to go on the stage, you want to be Mr. Olympia, but you hate going to the gym, you hate eating, and you hate dieting down, leaning out before the show, you hate all of the process to become, but you want to be Mr. Olympia, boo-boo. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. It's not going to happen for you. So I recommend that you fall in love with the process. So all I did was I created a system based upon the process. And I asked myself, okay, what do I do on vacation? Okay, I surf the internet. I research, ancient texts. And I try to figure out questions, answer the questions that people don't even ask. Okay, how do I get paid to that? How do I get paid to do that? So I develop a process that benefits me and other people, and that's how I get paid. If you do that, now remember, I love the process. I'm not married to the paper. I'm married to purpose. Most people I know, they married to paper or poo nanny. They ain't married to purpose. Now, paper and poo nanny ain't bad, but purpose, if you got purpose, you can get paper. You got purpose, you can get poo nanny. But if you got poo nanny, you can't get purpose. You got paper, you can't get purpose. But if you got purpose, you can get the other two. A lot of us got the cart before the horse. Purpose, because that's vision. Because where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. My brothers and sisters, please join the Life Management System or go to source yourself to make sure that you understand that your perception determines your reality. Flawed perception, flawed reality. Change your perception, change your reality. Change your perception, that establishes your inception, that removes your deception. Brothers and sisters, I'm the one and only Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. May the big G, the one whose name is the entire word of God, may the Ruach, may the Son, the S-U-N, the S-O-N, and the S-U-M lead you to the set-apart one, the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, the Pneuma, because the Ruach and the Pneuma lead you and guide you into all truth. And as always, my anointed brothers, as always, my beautiful, educated sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
Yeah. We been so die. Yeah. Why the hell you think we show why? Yeah. They stole our knowledge and our culture. Yeah. So I've been sitting here to regrow, y'all. Yeah.
I came to kill the game.
The damn page and pull your soul up out of your spine. Today you gotta awaken, see yourself as something divine. We gave them all of our knowledge, but they hate it cause it's too honest. They just use it just to abolish us. Take it back and just polish up. I hope you getting the message, man. I do it for my ancestors, man. Pull up twice and invest a plan. Cause they put a knife in our blessed land. Now they go for the Mexican, but they killing all of the blacks again. Every day's a new massacre. You don't know you're ambassadors. Mop floors with top swords. You's a queen and you not a whore. You a king, go grab your sword. Off with the head, they walking dead. This devil skin, we must shed. Heal the wounds cause we have blood.
Yeah.
We been sold out. Yeah. Why the hell you think we show out? Yeah. They stole our knowledge and our culture. Yeah. So I've been sitting here to regrow, y'all. Yeah.
I came to kill the game.
With my pad and pen, fastball off the mound again. Off the mound, about to bat again. Home run for the family. Never bow down to Vatican. We don't pray to no mannequin. And the world is ran by the maddest men. About to say the world through anatomy. You should get with this strategy. And you should join my academy. Shine my light, cause I'm from the heights. Flying straight past the stratosphere. Life ain't nada, cause it's atmosphere. So I'm flying straight past the atmosphere. Feeling like a jet again. Play the game, I'm a veteran. Been look around for some better men. Stop settling for your compromise. Stop battling all these stupid lies. You the god and you the guy. Don't take a piece, take the whole pie. Stop playing around with these dead tribes. Move along and get untied from some who has spun lies. Why the hell you think we're not winning? We the ones that had it from the beginning. Now they wanna put us all to slaughter. Using all the same shit that we didn't give them. Take your power back, better take your power back. Make it great, never late, make them fall that. All up in the DNA any moment. Implode in the place, make explosion.
Don't know what to say. You say you know like every day. Pleasures and stresses they got on display. Do me a favor, don't participate.
Yeah. We been sold out. Yeah. Why the hell you think we show out? Yeah. They stole our knowledge and our culture. Yeah. So I've been sitting here to regrow, y'all.